now by our featured guest this week, actress Shannon Lucio. You know and love her from The O.C., American Horror Story, and Roots. Shannon, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm fabulous, Timothy. Thanks for having me.
No, really, really glad to have you on. Now I've got to ask you, looking at your CV, your resume on your IMDb page, looking at all the different things that you've been part of, I got to ask you, I guess, really the obvious question. You've done The O.C., you've also done Roots. Do you feel that you have mapped out the complete American experience now? Those are two very, very different sorts of programs to be associated with.
Oh, yes, completely different, polar opposites. They both have their own different value. But I'm happy now as an adult to be doing things more like Roots. Nothing that there's anything wrong with The O.C., but I just could not pretend to be a teenager for any longer.
Now, can I ask you the question? How old were you?
Into your 30s?
Where you were playing the role, and what was the age of your character as you were playing? What was the delta there?
So I believe my character was 16,
yes,
and I was 24.
Uh-huh. Wow! Yeah. Wow! Still with some memories of 16.
You can't hire 16-year-olds. You just can't.
Oh, it's just
it's too much trouble, and they look like they're 12. You know?
I mean, I guess you could, but yeah, it's more trouble than it's worth.
You gotta have teachers and all that stuff.
Yeah, and
all
I was holding on to my teenage memories.
Okay, I mean, they were still fresh. I mean, you're only 6-7 years out of that. So that hopefully they would be fresh. But how was working on The O.C.? Because it was a cultural thing. I mean, it was a big thing until it wasn't and got canceled. But did you feel, because you were in it for several episodes. I mean, you were in a long story arc on it. Did you feel that you got pulled into that O.C. mania as it existed, or it was just a job, you did it, and you moved on?
Oh, no, it completely changed my life. I definitely realized that I was in this sort of cultural phenomenon, because literally the week after my first episode aired, I went to the mall to get something, and all of a sudden I heard this cackle of girls go, "Oh my God, it's Lindsay!" And I literally had four, like, little girls come running up to me, going, "Oh my God, oh my God!" And then all of a sudden one of them got really nasty with me and said,
"Wow.
Why are you so mean to Ryan? He is so nice to you, and you're just so rude to him." So I realized then that people are not really separating you from your character, and they think it's real.
Well, isn't that the fate of any teen star, like young actor, that your fans are always like 8? I mean, your really ardent fans are like much younger than you are.
Yeah, much younger, and they either love you or they hate you. There is no in-between.
Now, I've got to ask you, before we talk about this great, great play that you're involved in, I think, Shannon, we have to take a few minutes and talk to you about your college experience. You went, I have to just declare here, just so, full disclosure, we're in a studio now with 3 UCLA alumni. So I have to ask you.
Engineer, cut her off.
So I have to ask you, Shannon, all I've heard over the years is how great the SC alumni network is.
I did go to SC for law school.
Yes, so. We know that, Phil and we disregard it.
We were trying to be charitable. Phil is a traitor. He went to UCLA, graduated, and then went to USC law school. Like, how you do that, I don't know.
And really, we've held them in slightly less esteem. No, we haven't. But I want to ask you, everyone talks about how great the SC alumni network is and Fight On and all that. Do you find that in Hollywood, that it's like a real thing in your career, that there are a lot of SC people? Because obviously it has the greatest film school on the planet. Even I will admit that. Are you in that? Is that a real thing, the whole SC alumni, or not really?
What is George Lucas like?
Yes, exactly. Can you tell us?
I really wish I knew. I might be betraying my school, but no. No, I don't find that. I think if I had gone to the film school, it would probably be a different scenario. But now that I'm many years out of the theater program, and I hear it's really changing, so maybe they are trying to kind of help their students get out in the world. But I sort of felt like, I got done with school, and it was like, oh, you guys aren't going to like help me like start a
Come
career.
Come on.
Like,
well, so you were not a film or drama major, but you outdistanced them all. What was your major?
I majored in theater.
Oh, okay.
I did major in theater, and I loved it. I had a great program. I have no regrets, except that, truthfully, now that, you know, I'm a producer, I'm a writer, and a director, too, if I had to do it over again, I definitely would have applied to the film school.
It's a good school. It's a really good school. But you applied to the theater program, you graduated with a theater degree, and now you're in a play. So it seems to be working out. Now, I want you to tell us about this play, The Cake. What is it about? Why did you do it? And why do you think our listeners should get out from Netflix and streaming and their DVRs and actually go see a live play?
Well, so The Cake right now is actually a very relevant, timely piece. It's a comedy drama, so a dramedy. And it's kind of loosely based, although not intentionally. It's just mirroring the story that's going on right now about the Colorado baker who refused to bake a wedding cake for a gay couple. And I believe the writer, Becca Brunstetter, had heard about that and, you know, loosely used that as inspiration. But in this story, which takes place in North Carolina, the baker is a woman. Her name is Della, and she's played by the brilliant Deborah Jo Rupp, who is just really fantastic in this. She owns this bakery shop. She's going to go on the Great American Baking Show. She's just like the sweetest pie Southern woman.
Aww.
And her kind of goddaughter, me, Jen, comes back home and has great news for her, and it's that she's getting married. And Della is all excited about the wedding, and, you know, Jen lost her mother, so Della's sort of like her surrogate mother, and Della's like, says immediately, I'm going to make your wedding cake, until she finds out who Jen's marrying, and it happens to be another woman.
Oh.
And then
dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, this kind of rubs up against her conservative religious beliefs, and she comes up with some lame excuse and says, oh, you know what, I'm too busy at that time, and says she can't make the cake. And so what's great about the piece, other than its sort of relevance right now, is that it was written by a woman who grew up, like me, in a conservative, you know, household, a town, but has since moved to, a big city and is liberal and has progressive views. And it's her way of humanizing and trying to understand people who hold these conservative viewpoints rather than villainizing them.
And what conservative town do you come from?
I grew up primarily in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Ted Cruz country.
Right in the middle of Texas. Do you go back there a lot? Do you associate, do you have family and friends back there? How do you bridge the gap between the heathen West Coast and the godly inlands of our country?
Oh my gosh, they love it. They're all trying to come out here to me. Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, I do get back. I have family there. My dad's side of the family is there. And, you know, they're all very lovely, warm people, very kind people. But it is it was hard for me to some degree growing up in Texas because although, you know, there really is that Southern charm there and people are really, you know, trying to help out their community, I just sort of noticed things when I was younger that I didn't agree with. I didn't know why, you know. Mm-hmm. And I found myself feeling like I was always on the other side of certain issues. So for me, I think when I got to 18 and was looking at colleges, I just thought, you know what, I got to go to either California or New York, and New York just scared the hell out of me.
It's a scary place.
Right.
Yeah. So California it was.
Now, I want you to give our listeners some details. What do they need to know about the play? How do they get tickets, dates, and times? What can you tell them?
So, The Cake is running at the Echo Theater Company, which is in Atwater Village. The website is echotheatercompany.com. It is running Fridays through Monday evenings, although we're about to add some Wednesday and Thursday performances because it is just selling out.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it's the most successful show this company has ever had. It's really wonderful. I feel so privileged to be a part of it. And we just found out that we're getting an extension as well. So it's at least going to be going to August 13th, perhaps later.
Well, you've got the Supreme Court working for you. I mean,
right.
I mean that's
a lot of free publicity.
Yes, it is. Let's hope it really works for us all.
I want to thank you so much, Shannon Lucio. You know and loved her in The OC, American Horror Story, Roots. She's on the LA stage now doing this great play, The Cake. Thank you so much, Shannon, for being part of The Bigger Picture.
Oh, thank you for having me, Timothy.
Friends and neighbors, we're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to be back to you in just 2 minutes' time.